Welcome to Stupid State Stories, where we complain about government incompetence so you don't have to. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Megan. Today we're all being forced to bankroll the latest episode of Stupid Political Theater. And we don't even get producer credits. That's right, another over-budget government shutdown production.
So here we go again with the great shutdown standoff of 2025. Both major parties playing chicken with our money while federal workers wonder when they'll get paid and taxpayers wonder if they'll finally get a break from the spending spree.
This whole mess is like watching two dominatrixes argue over whose riding crop to use on the American public. No, I get to financially dominate them. No, I do. Meanwhile, we're all tied up screaming the safe word.
Nice imagery, Megan, but let's not fetishize the fiscal whipping we're withstanding. The big beautiful buffoonery here is that when government shuts down, a bunch of the so-called essential stuff actually keeps working. The air traffic controllers still direct planes, and the military still does whatever it is they do in 170 countries we shouldn't be in. But nobody is getting paid, and everyone is more disgruntled.
Yep, Congress is like a toxic girlfriend that breaks up with you but still uses your streaming passwords. All of the Netflix, none of the chill. Jessica, the government never really shuts down. It just stops doing the stuff that makes them look good while keeping all the coercion running smoothly.
And here's the kicker. All those non-essential federal workers who get furloughed, they almost always get back pay. So we pay them twice. Once to not work, then again for the work they didn't do. It's the only job where you can get paid for a vacation you didn't want.
The worst part is that this whole shutdown drama is completely distracting from the actual financial apocalypse looming over us. Democrats are turning basic government housekeeping into hostage negotiations, and Republicans are trying not to displease the orange man, each party mere stewards on the Titanic, arguing over who gets to drown first. Meanwhile, we're sitting on a rapidly engorging $37 trillion in debt.
If you ask me, this shows exactly why we need to get important things like air traffic control out of politics entirely. Other countries that move their ATC systems to private corporations have better technology, stable funding, and no shutdown chaos. But Congress keeps choosing dysfunction because they love having another lever of control over us.
Of course they do. Distraction and dependence are the name of the game. Control is their whole business model. Can't have people voluntarily organizing things without politicians getting their cut.
It could be argued that these shutdowns are one of the few times Congress is doing its job. Refusing to fund the government is the primary way the minority party can actually check the excesses of the executive branch and the majority party. It's not great, but it's better than rubber stamping every spending bill.
Maybe, but even that's just theater. Both parties know they'll eventually cave and pass another massive unread omnibus bill. The shutdown is foreplay before the spending spit roast.
And this whole process could be avoided if Congress actually followed their own rules. Thomas Massey has been pushing for years to require separate votes on each of 12 appropriations bills instead of these massive omnibus packages that nobody reads. It's actually established congressional procedure which both wings of the uniparty ignore because they both love hiding pork in impenetrable multi-thousand-page documents passed at midnight.
They're hiding the pork all right, but the penetration is real. So of course they ignore it. Separate votes might mean a modicum of accountability. Can't have voters knowing which specific Congress creatures added funding for their pet projects or which ones voted to study the mating habits of endangered snails. Transparency is like sunlight to a vampire when your entire existence depends on darkness and confusion.
And the debt ceiling debate that usually accompanies these shutdowns? That's like a drunk negotiating how many cases of Four Loko they're allowed to buy before passing out. I'll only spend another $1 trillion, I swear, while the national credit gets maxed out faster than a Tijuana ATM card.
You know what the best solution is? Keep it closed. Seriously. We should wean ourselves from government and relegate the federal apparatus to the irrelevant status it deserves. The longer this shutdown lasts, the more people might realize they don't actually need most of what government provides.
The market reaction to these shutdowns always proves the point. Everyone panics like the world will end if the government can't borrow more money to fund programs that teach monkeys to smoke. Voluntary exchange doesn't stop because politicians can't agree on how to waste our money. So there you have it. Another shutdown showdown where the only real losers are taxpayers, and the winners are whoever manages to blame the other side more effectively.
The solution isn't a better budget process or more responsible politicians. It's recognizing that voluntary interaction beats coercive taxation every time, and markets work better than committees.
Until next time, remember, the government that governs least governs best, but the government that shuts itself down and makes you pay for it governs worst of all.
Even when it's not working, it's still working against you.